The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 509. Happy birthday, Goober! Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and check out some of the neat new things we've got over there. Like, for instance, Mayberry Finest Coffee. That's right. We have coffee. We have decaffeinated coffee. We have Otis Campbell's Better Than Home Dark Roasted Coffee and a Sunday Morning Blend, too. Head over and check it out. Or if you want a new t-shirt, we got one of those. It's Barney Fife Influencer. See him dressed up like Mrs. Magruder's cousin? Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. There's still time before Christmas, barely, like tomorrow and the next day. Folks, head over and pick it up and check out the Weavers or get your stuff after Christmas. And also, Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer of tonight's show is Randy Turner. And we'll be hearing from Randy right off the bat here. So the podcast name is Happy Birthday Goober. Because as I record this on the 17th of December, it is George Lindsay's 90th birthday. We lost George a few years ago, but we're going to talk about him. And Randy is going to talk about him as well. So we're going to let him lead off the show. By the way, I'm Alan Newsom, the host here at Two Chairs, and it is great to have you here with me. And we're just going to celebrate George just a little bit and just remember him and the fun that he has provided to us over the years. So first off, let's hear from Randy Turner with This Week in Mayberry History.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
I always assume everyone listening realizes my history reports really are about This Week in Mayberry History. Last year, I discussed the episode titled Christmas Story during This Week, and so it has taken me this long to get to a truly important actor who played a truly important character in Mayberry, George Lindsay, who, of course, played Goober. George was born on December the 17th, 1928, in Fairfield, Alabama, a suburb of Birmingham, as an only child, and was raised in nearby Jasper. He attended Walker County High School, where he excelled as an athlete, playing both football and basketball. He also acted in school productions, the beginning of his future career. George spent an unsuccessful semester after graduation at a local community college and then spent a year at the Kemper Military School in Missouri. The following year, he enrolled at the University of Alabama but could not afford tuition for more than a single semester. He transferred to the less expensive Florence State Teachers College, which is now the University of North Alabama. He had finally landed at the right university. George played football at the school, eventually becoming the quarterback, and more importantly, for a man from meager beginnings, winning athletic scholarships which enabled him to graduate. George never forgot what UNA did for him and remained a passionate supporter of the school the rest of his life. After graduation, a stint in the Air Force, and a year teaching high school back in Alabama, George was accepted at the American Theater Wing in New York City, the organization which originated and still presents the Tony Awards. In 1962, George was cast in a Wing production on Broadway titled All American, in which he played three different characters, most notably a character called Moose. George had married in 1955, and the same year he appeared on Broadway, he was involved in another production of which he was more proud, the birth of his son, George Lindsay Jr. The Lindsays moved to California later that year to further George's career. He was called in to audition for the role of Gomer Pyle on The Andy Griffith Show. He thought he had the role, but Jim Nabors was cast at the last minute. George was understandably disappointed. However, he was soon appearing in frequent guest appearances, often playing the heavy in westerns. He made his television debut in a 1963 episode of The Rifleman, and that same year appeared in his first Danny Thomas-produced series, The Real McCoys. He was also approached about playing another character in The Andy Griffith Show, Dud Wash, but turned it down, hoping to land a bigger role eventually. In 1964, George had a number of firsts. He had his first film role alongside another young actor, Jack Nicholson, in the war comedy Ensign Pulver. He worked for Disney for the first time in a two-part episode of Walt Disney's Wonderful World of Color. He appeared in the acclaimed series The Twilight Zone, and in three episodes of Alfred Hitchcock Presents, including an episode titled The Jar that was one of George's favorite performances. And more importantly to George, he and his wife had a daughter. The following year was even more important to his career, however. Jim Nabors' character, Gomer Pyle, was being spun off into his own series, and George landed the part of Gomer's cousin, Goober. George made sure to make the character his own and differ him from Gomer. One obvious example is he suggested the character wear a beanie instead of the ball cap Gomer had worn. Needless to say, George literally made a career out of playing Goober. He played the character for the balance of the run of The Andy Griffith Show, then co-starred in the retooled series Mayberry RFD. When the show was killed off in the CBS Rural Purge, George revived, in essence, the same character in the syndicated version Hee-Haw, a series designed to be a country version of Roan and Martin's Laugh-In. While he played other characters and was often addressed simply as George while dressed as Goober, he played the same archetype for two decades on the popular show. In 1978, a failed pilot was filmed as a third spinoff of The Andy Griffith Show, called Goober and the Trucker's Paradise. However, the series was not picked up, though it did air as a TV special presentation. While George is best remembered as Goober, he did much more. He appeared in work as varied as Gunsmoke, To Love American Style, to MASH. He appeared in films such as Snowball Express, Take This Job and Shove It, and Cannonball Run 2. Leonard Nimoy has said George was considered for the role of Spock on Star Trek. George did voice work in several Disney projects, including The Aristocats, Robin Hood, and The Rescuers. And of course, George reprised his most famous role in the hit 1986 TV movie Return to Mayberry. George did a great deal of philanthropic work as well. He co-founded the George Lindsay UNA Film Festival, and several scholarships are awarded annually at his alma mater in his honor. He raised over $1 million for the charity most dear to him, the Special Olympics, by hosting the George Lindsay Celebrity Golf Weekend for 17 years. George lived in Nashville in his later years and passed away from heart failure in 2012, at the age of 83. Well, that's it for this week. Thanks for listening. And remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Thank you, Randy. Wow, Randy, that's a great report. And if you'd like to make sure you don't miss any of Randy's reports, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com. turnersgrade@gmail.com. So, Randy, thank you for that report on George. George was a special person. So in my life, as far as the cast members go, George may have been the one I spent the most time with. And I've talked about this before. There are episodes of Two Chairs, No Waiting going back for years. And you can go back and listen to them and check them all out. But the episodes there's episodes like episode number 224. It's called Ernest Borgnine Talks About George Lindsay. You can go and hear that. That's a great interview if you want to go back and listen to some stuff about George. There's also episodes that when he passed away, I'd done an interview with George. Actually, the reason I started this podcast was because of interviews I had done with George Lindsay and some of the other cast members. And the very first episodes of the podcast were the George Lindsay interviews. And what I did was basically I brought those back in episodes number 187 and 188 and listened to some of that. So I think you would really enjoy these. These are George Lindsay part one and part two of him talking at the UNA. Thank you. I'd enjoy that. You can back, as I said, the first episode. There's a great episode called The Real George Lindsay that I did about him. So I've done several episodes over the years about George. And that was on the fifth anniversary of his passing back in 2017 is when I did this one. And there's some great stuff there as well. If you'd like to go and hear a little bit more and more memories that I have of George, they're there. There's more podcasts about him as well. But I just wanted to talk about him a little bit tonight just because it's his birthday. He'll be 90 years old today. 90th birthday. I'm recording this on the 17th of December, 2018, and it would have been his birthday. So, we used to gather every year. I think I've probably talked about this before, but several of us were able to gather, for George's birthday celebration. And we did that up in Nashville almost every year. And the last several years it was at, a cafe there in Nashville, and we would all get together and eat and celebrate George's birthday and have our pictures made together with George, obviously. And it was always so much fun. And George was always so kind to talk to everybody. He enjoyed being loved. You know, he enjoyed that everybody there cared about him, and we did. I mean, how can you watch the Andy Griffith Show? Now, George wasn't goober, obviously, but how can you watch Andy Griffith Show and not develop a love and friendship for that character? Well, I have to tell you that George became that friendly over the life. And we had last several years, it was at the Loveless Motel. It's a cafe. The Loveless Cafe is where we would eat and we would gather. And then we would all get back in our cars and head over to Jim Clark, the presiding goober of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club, to his house. And we would gather there, and George would take a center seat, and we would present him with presents throughout the afternoon there and give him presents. And he would sit there and he would open them, and he would tell stories and just visit with everyone. And he really appreciated it. And I know I've told this story before, but I'm going to tell it again. Almost every year, I carried him Brunswick stew from a place called Gibson's. It's Gibson's Barbecue here in Huntsville, Alabama. And I would carry George Brunswick stew. Well, I don't know how many years exactly that I had gone to this event, but, you know, I got thinking, you know, I always give him Brunswick stew. I'm not sure. You know, that's just wrong. So Jan and I, one year, I don't even remember what we got him, but we got him something different. I always had given him the Brunswick stew at the end because, you know, it's stew and it's in a big giant glass jar with a lid on it, about a gallon of it. And he always would get that at the end. Well, that year, as the end came, he looked over at me and said, where's my stew? And I said, well, you know, George, I felt like I always just get you that stew, and I didn't want to just do that every year. He said, I was looking forward to that stew. That was going to be my supper this evening. So from then on, I never forgot to get him his Brunswick stew so that he would be happy. You know, just making George happy was a smile in itself. But George was always like that. He was a kind person. Now, I have a little treat for you because I found a video clip that I'd done. One year, Jan couldn't go. Now, this this video clip is George, so you'll have to pay, you know, it's going to be a little hard to hear because it was recorded with just a camera that was recording video. It's only about a minute and 20 seconds long or so. But this was recorded at Jim Clark's house, and I was asking George, you'll hear me here, about how he got to know Ernest Borgnine. They were great friends, and I was asking about how he got to know him. So this is just a little clip of the kind of things that we would sit around in there and do. He would tell us stories, and I ask about this story. So let's try to hear it. Hopefully you can hear everything, and I hope you'll enjoy it. So, George, take it away here, George.
Well, George, how did you become friends with Mr. Borgnine? Were y'all in a movie or something together, or y'all just...
I'm sorry.
That's fine. I just wondered how y'all got to know each other. I know y'all are...
I was to meet some actors. Which one? One morning. And he was there, sitting with them. And they left. And we sat there and looked at each other. I said, do you want to go play golf? Yeah. So we played golf and met all of them. They became good buddies.
Wow.
Nice man.
He is, yeah. Yeah. He's very nice. We've got to meet him at the film festival. Yeah. And he tells you to call him Ernie. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not calling you Ernest Borgnine Ernie. I don't know you. I don't tell him that. I just avoid calling him anything. But he's a very nice guy.
He's 95 years old.
Yeah.
But he gets around extremely well. Somebody was telling me not too long ago.
Oh, yeah.
Just zips around in the car like it's nobody's business.
You ought to ride with him.
Ann told me one time, yeah.
You ought to ride with him. George and Mr. Borgnine, I can't call him Ernie. I just can't do that. They were very good friends. And Ernest Borgnine, you need to go and listen to that episode I was telling you, because Ernest Borgnine basically talks about that George Lindsay saved his life by becoming his friend. So it's Ernest Borgnine talks about George Lindsay. It's episode number 224. You'd definitely enjoy that if you enjoy hearing more about George. But they were close friends. And you know what? Over the years, I was friends with George as well. And it's what an honor that is. You know, we're fans. You and I are fans of the Andy Griffith Show. And I am just like you. I've ended up doing this podcast and I do Floyd the Barber at events, but that was never something I ever thought I would do. And so the Lord's really blessed me in getting to meet these wonderful, wonderful people. Cause you know, we're all fans of something, whether it's the Andy Griffith Show or Star Trek or whatever it might be, but we never really think we're going to get to interact with the people from that show. And so I have definitely been blessed, and it was a blessing to get to know George Lindsay. What a wonderful man. He was so caring. He did all the things that Randy was talking about, raising money for the Special Olympics here in the state of Alabama. And, you know, he just had an amazing heart to do things for children. You could see it even at events. He would pay special attention to those with some type of special need, especially children. And it's a nice thing to see. Now, I've also gotten to know his son, George Jr. And George is a pretty awesome person too. So I've enjoyed getting to know him and Camden, his daughter, George's daughter, not George Jr.'s. But getting to know them and just be a small part of the George Lindsay UNA Film Festival has also been a great blessing. So friends, it's nice to know, I think, that these people that we watch on television, these characters, that they really are such amazing people. George Lindsay was that way. And of course, George Lindsay makes me think of James Best, because he was Jim Lindsay on the show. They raised all kinds of money for charities. You know, the Dukes of Hazzard folks did that, and the Andy Griffith Show have done that. And it's just an honor to have been able to know them.
and to just celebrate his life and to smile and remember times when you've seen him on television, you've seen him in person, if you were able to see him in person. If you hadn't been able to see him in person, some of these stories, if you go back and go to the Two Chairs No Waiting website and go to the episode list, is what it's called. And when you go there, if you just search for George Lindsay, you'll find all kinds of information about George. You can do it by just skipping around and finding George Lindsay, because the first four episodes of this podcast were George Lindsay interviews. And then there's Don Knotts and George Lindsay and Hal Smith interview. There's another interview I did with George. And then there's Ernest Borgnine talking about George. And then there's George Lindsay and friends. They're talking. There's an interview with George Lindsay Jr. I did a couple of with him. There's just so much in here. There's stuff from the film festival and the real George Lindsay. Folks, there's just so much available to just hear and tell. There's a great one. I'm not even sure which one that is. At UNA, George Lindsay did a calling of a football game one time, and that's one of the podcast episodes. I'll have a link in the show notes. I'll figure out which one it is and link it. But that was something I ran across, somebody sent to me to be able to share here on the podcast. So we have just been so blessed to get to know these folks. And I don't want to keep beating that horse till it's dead. But I do want to thank everybody for just this year of 2018. We got coming up in the next couple of weeks are our Christmas episode, which is next week. So I'm going to do it early. So that episode will be released at a special time. It'll probably be released Friday or Saturday before Christmas, so that you can be able to listen to the Christmas music during the Christmas holidays. And folks, when they get their new iPods or new phones or whatever they might get, when they subscribe to the podcast, they'll get Christmas stuff. And then we'll do our year in review show coming up right at the first of the year. So I am so thankful, and I would love to hear from you guys. I would love to hear what you think about the podcast. Anything you're thankful for. If you've met George Lindsay, I'd love to hear about that. Tell us some stories. So you can give me a call at 888-684-8415. Or you can email me at floyd@imaybury.com. Easier just to head over to twochairsnowaiting.com. Click the contact button. All that information I just told you is right there on the page. And you can go there, and that's the best way to do it. So folks, until next time. We'll see you right here on Two Chairs, No Waiting. Good night, everybody.